Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. I am an intuitive sound healer and a past life regression therapist. This free podcast will provide a combination of solo and guest episodes around the theme of the infinite nature of human life. For you are a spiritual being in a human body who has never died, just changed costumes from life to life in order to have experiences that helps your soul grow and expand. This podcast is for you if you wish to make sense of your life by understanding your past, present, and future incarnations. My hope is that this podcast helps you weave together strands from all lifetimes so that you can make peace with your journey and understand that you are a perfect expression of your soul in this moment, in this incarnation. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. This week we are really starting to get into the thick of the love season. We have the beautiful Laura, the intuitive, who is being our guinea pig this session to share with you how we can take a step back into time to earlier into our childhood and teenage years to see where we have developed patterns in relationship to love, friendship, and the way that we perceive people. Now, when I take on new clients, one of the first things that we do is we have a discussion session where we talk about the various issues that are presenting to them. And in this case, being the love season, we talked with Laura about all of the romantic relationships she's had and what's been missing in her life and why she still sees that she is single at the age that she is. And she felt that she was waiting for the one but had not found him yet. So before going into past life regression to see if there's anything blocking her from a level of other lifetimes, we always go into, where it's appropriate, an age regression. Now, you've heard in the previous season some examples of age regression. And age regression is simply using a hypnotic state to take yourself back to earlier moments in time where you have an emotional reaction to something that has happened. It gives you limiting beliefs and misconceptions about love in all forms. So in this episode, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take Laura back in time to her teenage years. And this is quite the emotional episode for Laura. It's good. She releases a lot of emotion, and importantly, she's able to use her higher self, her inner wise adult, to look back at the situation and see what really happened, what her judgments were, and how they impacted the situation that was in front of her. So a lot of time we have our own version of events, and of course we have to. Our ego is in control and we can only see the events from our perspective. But when we go back and have a look at it from the higher self, the higher wisdom's perspective, we can see the point of view from everyone. And so we can see where our judgments and beliefs about ourselves actually may have impacted the situation in a way that was unfavorable for us just through our own thoughts and our own mind. And it's the case in this. Laura's image of herself made her see some things a little differently than she should have. She also is able to connect with the true essence and the true spirit and the true thoughts of the other people in the various scenes that are coming up today. And that is beautiful to see where you have misjudged somebody or misunderstood their intentions. And the purpose of this is that you can actually gain healing and reframe, and we can remove those limiting beliefs. Now, the unique thing about this session is that after the two or three earlier memories, we were taken straight up to the celestial realms, to the life between lives, and Laura receives very profound healing. So you may not be aware that you actually can receive healing from the angels. So Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and some of the other angels are actually, through my sessions, able to do physical healing on your body. That's not something that is really talked about. So stay through the whole episode and you will actually be able to hear Laura receive physical body healing for issues that I didn't even know about, that were totally non-related to love, that were important for her in her healing process. And that's one of the truly blessed things that I'm able to witness, is that it's not me doing the healing. It's the angels doing the healing. And this healing session is so profound and so unique. I have never seen what the angels do to Laura Dunn before. So I hope you also find it interesting and fascinating. And I hope it opens your mind and your awareness to the concept of spiritual healing for physical issues. So let's get into this episode. Notice the color and the texture of your staircase. So start going down the staircase. Imagine or feel your feet stepping down now, going down deeper with each step, deeper down with each breath. 10, 9, 8, 7, slow down, deepen, 6, your subconscious, 5, doesn't mind, 4, getting to the bottom, 3, ready to step into your white room with 1, now be there. So at the bottom of the stairs now, reach out to open the door and find a white room with a comfortable chair of your choice. Make the room how your mind wishes to decorate it, and go inside and settle down into that comfortable chair that your mind has placed there. Imagine in front of you there is a cinema screen with a relaxing scene, just like a beach, a lake, a garden, or wherever your favorite place in nature is. Just focus on my instructions and let your inner experience flow so that you act as a witness, simply watching your stream of consciousness. Whatever you think or see or feel is exactly the right thing. In a moment, you can recall or imagine a time in your past when you felt good in or around water. It could be any moment in time, in your past, years, months, or decades ago. It could be a swim in an ocean, a river, a lake, or it just could be a shower or a bath from a few days ago. So let one specific moment, a memory of being in or around water, come up now. Choose one and let that one be the right one. Bring it into the focus. And I wonder, is the water outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors.
Okay. And if you could place your finger or toes into the water, is it warm water or cool water?
Cool.
Cool. Okay. So I want you to imagine that you're going to step into that water. And I want you to look around to see the scene where this water is. I want you to listen to the sounds of the water, and I want you to listen to what you heard. I want you to notice the feeling of the water on your skin, and I want you to notice the feeling that you have within you. Is the feeling as you feel the water on your skin a freedom, like being engulfed and floating on the ocean, or is it a cleansing, like being in a shower? How does it feel to you?
It's a freedom, like being in the ocean.
Beautiful. Okay, so notice how you're experiencing the recall. Is it like a photograph or a movie?
It's a movie.
Movie, okay. So notice how you can choose to play the scene forward and go deeper into it. And I want you to imagine that you can let this sensation of water soak and saturate through you. Blue or translucent, warm or refreshing, cleansing and healing. I want you to just soak in that water and continue to find ways you can recall and relive that more vividly in ways best for you, the sensation of the water. As you continue to do that, we can observe what may be implied in this moment at a deeper level, because we think of ourselves as solid, yet the human body is really 60% water. We think of this as planet Earth, yet the surface is really 70% ocean. We think of ourselves as our conscious mind, yet our subconscious mind is really the majority. So now you can tune into the subconscious realities of your being. You can experience mental relaxation at a subconscious level, and you can access long-term memory stored in your subconscious mind. In a moment, you can recall or imagine a moment early in your childhood with one of your first friends. You may not have thought about this person for some time, but now you can recall a first or early childhood friend. Let that one specific moment with one specific friend come up now. Choose just one friend. Let that one friend be the right one. Bring them into focus. Step into the scene. Is your friend a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Lovely. And about how old are you in this scene?
It's not early. It's like 12.
Okay. So I really want you to step into that scene now. And I want you to look around with your spiritual eyesight and see what you saw at that moment in time. I want you to listen to hear what you heard. And I want you to notice the feeling within. What are you doing right now? Are you playing or talking?
Talking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want you to focus in on the face of your friend. Really zoom in on the face. I want you to notice how they smile. I want you to hear their voice and really hear their laughter. I want you to feel the sense of connection and friendship between you. Let this childlike energy, the playfulness, the joy, the laughing, soak and saturate through you. Really lock it in. Your subconscious mind can remind you of old friends and positive inner resources. Now you are connecting with your own subconscious, and your subconscious mind is a good friend to you. You can now set an intention with your subconscious mind, and you can repeat inside your mind, I ask my subconscious mind to help me access events from this life that can help me with soulmates and relationships. I ask my subconscious mind to help me access events from this life that can help me with soulmates and relationships. Your subconscious mind can remind you of events that left positive emotions and thoughts that help with soulmates and relationships. Search through your personal history for a time and place in the past, a specific moment in this life, an early or first time feeling joy, confidence, acceptance, compassion, patience, generosity with a soulmate or in any form of relationship. This may be a moment with a romantic soulmate, a family member or a friend. It could be a moment of instant attraction to a partner at the very start of a relationship. It could be a moment of connection with a beloved friend or family member, deep into a long relationship. Or it could be a moment where you were a good friend or a partner to someone else, so you can appreciate yourself as a good friend or a partner and feel joy, confidence, acceptance, compassion, patience, and generosity. This is a resourceful state that you can reconnect with, and any noise that is around you will help you go deeper and deeper into the memory. I will count down from 3 to 0, and at 0 you'll be able to recall or imagine any moment of positive emotions and thoughts that help with soulmates and relationships. Drifting back with 3 to a specific moment at a past time with 2, focusing, hearing, feeling with 1, ready to step into the scene and feel the feeling with 0. Now be there. First impression in that moment, are you inside or outside?
I'm inside.
Okay. And is it morning, afternoon, or evening?
It's morning.
Okay. And where are you?
I'm over at a friend's house.
Okay.
My mom used to like trade days with a relative of ours, and it's my second cousin, but we're 3 weeks apart.
Okay.
So we're just playing.
Okay. And how do you feel when you play with this second cousin?
Just full at ease, like at home, even though I'm not at my home, I'm at her
home. Yeah. Yep. So I want you to move the scene to look at their face, your friend's face, your second cousin's face. I want you to look into their eyes and connect with their essence. What positive things do you see in them?
Lightheartedness, joy, just a sense of ease.
Okay. Yeah. And what do they say?
Safety.
Comfort and safety?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at them, you can now tell what they see in you. What do they see in you?
Support. A deep connection.
Beautiful.
And love.
Okay, beautiful. You can release any emotion. I want you to feel the deep appreciation between the two of you. Great, release the energy. That's good. Keep yawning if you need to. I want you to feel and notice the purity of the connection, irrespective of who they are in your life and the role that they played and whether you're still in contact with them. The point here is to connect with their essence and their energy. And really feel in your body where you feel their essence, so that when you connect with other people, you can sense similar energetic vibrations.
I feel it in the third chakra. It's a really kind of soft but solid
mm-hmm.
connection.
Okay.
You know, like settling and calming.
Okay. So I really want you to lock that in now. And your subconscious mind now can use that as a tool to assist you when you meet anybody in life, be they a workmate, a co-worker, a client, a teacher, a friend, or a potential romantic relationship. This is a very useful tool to understand and bring in similar like energy at all levels across all relationships. Perfect. Now I want you to imagine you're seeing a movie, and I want you to press the fast forward button so that we can go to another scene in your life to learn more about soulmates and your interaction in relationships. Go to another moment that can also help illustrate for you the meaning of joy, confidence, acceptance, compassion, patience, and generosity. So I want you to let me know what you're seeing.
I'm in like seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in this, I'm in a classroom, and the teacher, it's like my health classroom, and the teacher is very, just very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Just never really got too frustrated with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm with a friend of mine. Also, it's a like a girl, but it's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little surprised because I never really was that close with her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of now jumping to her house and her family. Mm-hmm. And just like how warming and welcoming they all were and how kind.
Mm-hmm. I want you to do the same thing and to look into her eyes. And I want you to notice what you feel about her at an energetic level. The things that you possibly may not have noticed before, but now with hindsight.
She's strong. She's kind of her own self. She sort of is like, it's like she's like the glue that holds things together. Also just very kind.
Okay. Now I want you to keep looking in her eyes, but this time receive the mental thought stream that she has about you in a positive way.
She feels safe and supported. It's similar. She feels like she can be herself. She knows I won't judge her.
Mm-hmm.
She knows I accept her for who she is.
Okay, now I want you to reach out and give her a hug. And then feel the energy. Just really lock into the energy between the two of you. And tell me again where you feel that on your body.
Now I feel it in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really strong heart connection.
Okay.
And deep appreciation.
All right. So let this deep appreciation and heart connection completely fill your entire being. Allow it to go all over your body. Beautiful. Release. Excellent. Stuck energy moving. Let it all out. Beautiful. You're okay. You're safe. You're safe. You're completely safe. I'm completely safe. You're completely safe. You're completely safe. I want you to feel the love between the two of you and the deep appreciation. As you release the emotion, I want you to understand that people around you have always appreciated you. Even when you haven't noticed. I want you to truly let that sink in now. You are deeply appreciated. You are deeply seen. And you do attract people who truly resonate with you. I want you to realize that even though you may or may not be still in contact with this person, the energetic vibration can still fill you with positive memories and knowing. Notice your thoughts are now moving from sadness and grief to I am good enough. I trust myself to find like-minded friends who resonate at a soul level. I learn and grow from every relationship I have, every friendship I have. Notice your feelings of joy, confidence, acceptance, compassion, patience with yourself, and generosity to yourself. Feel your body. Let these feelings, these positive feelings, fill your whole being. Breathe them in. Completely allow them to surround you energetically. Beautiful. Now this feeling can move into the background, yet this inspiration, motivation, and confidence can come back to your conscious mind more often and have your back as we go through issues that come with soulmates and relationships. Now we are going to go back in time in this life to a time that is related to a problematic or challenging soulmate or relationship where there is aversion or disconnection. It can be a causative event that left negative residues of pain, fear, anxiety, anger, bitterness, worry, and doubt. It may have led to thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I can't trust, and I don't need anyone. And it can be a specific moment in this life that is months, years, or decades ago. If you're ever uncomfortable with the experience, simply float above it and watch it from a distance. Allow any memory arising and relating to a problematic or challenging soulmate or relationship. With three, returning to the significant time, back to the causative event. So let one specific moment come up and focus into it now. In that moment, are you inside or outside?
I'm outside.
Okay. And how old are you approximately?
13 or 14.
Okay. And what's happening in this scene?
One of my friends, like, there's a guy that I like, but my friend also likes him and he's interested in her. And I'm like passing messages between them, verbal messages.
Okay.
This is the same guy from the first thing we did.
Okay.
Todd.
Okay, so how does that make you feel?
Oh. Simultaneously heartbroken, anxious, and kind of like helpful, like I'm trying to help them.
Okay. Okay, I want you to...
like embarrassed too. Like
embarrassed.
Shameful. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that because you're embarrassed that he's liking her and not you?
Like rejected. Kind of embarrassed when I go with rejection.
Okay. And where in your body are you feeling that?
Actually, the soles of my feet.
Okay.
And my heart.
Okay, and what thoughts and negative statements does it lead to? What beliefs have you gained from this?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with me that he doesn't like me? Why am I not good enough? It's like embarrassment that I like someone that doesn't like me back. Like, I want to hide and, like, run away and kind of covering it with helpful, being helpful.
Okay, yep, all right. So I want you to allow just enough emotion to arise to learn about this at a deeper level.
I'm really feeling this in my feet, like almost like I'm stuck, I can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't breathe.
Okay. Right. So I want you to know that you can breathe and you can move. And I want you to bring in your inner wise adult Allow the emotion to release. Release that emotion. You're okay and you're safe. Release the embarrassment now. Release the shame. Release the anxiety.
A lot of layers of confusion, like maybe I didn't express my feelings, so he doesn't really know, and I thought he mm-hmm. liked me from previous things that had happened, but how could I be wrong, and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm going to ask your angels to come in now and to clear your eyesight and your knowing so that you can see the truth of the situation and give you the inner wisdom about this situation. What was it meant to teach you, and how did they feel about you?
It seemed like he did like me. I didn't. It's like I didn't step mm-hmm. forward to it. So he just thought I was rejecting it.
Okay. So I want you to feel now how he felt towards you. And I want you to see the opportunity that you missed. Mm-hmm. And I want you to allow it to fuel your courage for clear communication and bravery to step up in the future. Now I want you to turn and hug both of them, one by one, and thank them for this life's lesson. For the role that they played in teaching you about being brave. I want you to see that they meant no harm. So group hug time. Group hug time. Give each other a high five. And then we're going to move on from this scene, knowing that all is repaired. And that that you are good enough. People will always be attracted to you, and you will always make your thoughts and feelings clear. There is never a risk in embarrassment, because when we speak the truth, we cannot embarrass ourselves. We are only speaking our truth. Okay, you're okay. Let it out. You're safe and protected. You're safe and protected. Now I want you to give your childhood self, the 13, 14-year-old, a hug. Give her a hug. Let her know it's okay. Let her know she's beautiful. Let her know that she's courageous and strong. Great. Yawn it out. Let her know that she is up to all of the challenges that life will bring her. And then wave goodbye to them. And I want you to move forward to one more scene where we can learn about the meaning of pain, fear, anxiety, anger, bitterness, worry or doubt. I want you to find the scene and move to it now. I want you to focus in the movie camera of your mind and step into the scene and let me know what you see.
I'm outside with my cousin. I'm in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Spain together. I'm there separately from her, but we're meeting up, and I'm feeling very like alone and homesick, and she's like, from my perspective then, extremely like unhelpful and I would say cold and like I'm a nuisance to her, or like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to really focus on the feeling in your body. Where in your body do you feel that you're a nuisance to people?
In my heart.
Okay.
Big block across my heart.
Okay. And I want you to look into her eyes now. And I want you to see the truth of the situation. Angels are going to clear your eyes so you can see the truth and bring in your inner wise adult.
It's a combination of her wanting to help but not really knowing how, and then also just being kind of impatient.
Mm-hmm.
Like wanting to go about her own life that she had there before I showed up. Typical of that kind of age. But like her trying and not understanding. Just not understanding.
Yep, okay. So I want you to feel energetically the intention that she had to help. Mm-hmm.
And she cared.
Yep.
So my stomach is gurgling. That's good.
Stomach, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, like
you're digesting it, yep.
Yeah, just the her desire to like help and to care, but she just had the impatience of like that youthful impatience.
Yeah. Yep.
That was like a drag on her party life.
Okay. Now I want you to look into her eyes and see that she didn't mean for you to feel that way. And I want you to give her a hug. Great. Clear the energy in your throat. Excellent. Big yawn. Great. Let it release. Now give yourself a hug. Give the you.
Like
yeah.
Okay.
Give yourself a hug. Now, I want you to remind yourself that it is okay to have challenging events and emotions. And sometimes the so-called negative or painful moments can be what we need to grow as a person and in our relationships. Now I want you to walk away from this scene. And I want you to listen to the sound of the crystal singing bowl. Allow it to release and remove any last emotion from the scenes that we have seen so far. And I want you to walk back to that movie room, the white room where we started off in? And I want you to go and sit back in that chair. Let me know if you're there.
Yes, I'm there.
Perfect. Okay. Now I want you to become really aware of the energy in the room. And I want you to feel how there is angelic energy in the room now. And I want you to reach out and grab the hand of the angel that is there for you. Now the angel is going to help you float. You'll notice like you have like a backpack with wings on it. And I want you to reach out and grab the angel. And I want you to begin to float up into the air with her or him. I want you to go higher and higher. And higher and higher. Floating and drifting. Floating and drifting. And then your angel will take you to a holding space. Maybe on a cloud. Or maybe in a garden up in the sky. Let me know when you get there.
I'm there.
You there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Now I want you to let me know what's happening because I believe that this angel is getting you ready for some healing. So I want you to let me know let you know if there's a spirit guide there for you to meet or if the angel is going to be working with you today.
It seems like the angel is just there working.
Okay, the angel, beautiful. And does your angel have a name?
Feels like Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Hello, Michael. We work together all the time, so I'm glad that he's here today. Thank you for coming today, Michael. Now he bowed. That's cool. Thank you. Now, Michael, you're in charge. My love, my friend. And I believe that you would like to do some healing. So, Michael, I'm going to put Laura in your capable hands. And Laura, you're a very lucky girl. Let me know what's happening.
Well, before I'm on the cloud with him, and then it's like, you know, like above us is like the night sky with all the stars.
Mm-hmm.
But he's working on the left side of my heart, like the back,
okay,
kind of around the left side. He's sort of
okay,
clearing it out. Mm-hmm. That's where it's been like, it's been hard to breathe. It feels like it's been really stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. Well, I thought he was going to go around back, but he's actually working on my feet now. And
okay.
Especially my left foot, my left leg and knee.
Okay.
I'm actually having plantar fasciitis and
okay,
riding my bike today, then my left knee hurts. So he's working on all of that.
Perfect.
There's like a drain or it's needing to be drained.
Okay, great. Let it be drained. Give him permission to do that.
Yes. It's also making my stomach bubble up again.
Okay.
I was draining down that whole left side from up inside the left, under the left rib cage.
Okay.
Now on the left side of the abdomen, down the left hip, all the way down, and it's just draining all the way from there.
Great.
He's showing me how I've sort of like been holding up that side, like I've been holding it up, like lifting the hip up, lifting the foot up,
mm-hmm,
trying to be really cautious of where I step with it,
mm-hmm,
meaning in my interactions with people,
mm-hmm,
I'm like offending people or watching what I say, but it's it's coming almost less from a throat chakra thing, more from like a, yeah, this left side, just like, should I step there? And then I don't. I just hover that leg up all the time.
Mm-hmm. The left side of your body is the emotional side of the body. So if you, yeah, it has to be cleared. Otherwise you manifest dis-ease. So he's the master at it. So let him.
Okay.
He may also call in Raphael. I'm not sure.
Raphael's on, yeah, coming into the backside. But
yep.
Before I say that, like, so I can describe what's happening. He's like, they're using the word stint. He's putting a stint in my left calf to drain it.
Okay, wow, lots of buildup. Mm-hmm.
There's a blockage there, so he's like, I mean, I know where that spot is physically. Like, he's releasing that. I popped both hips since we've been doing this. Well, Raphael's working between the spine and the left shoulder blade.
Okay. Yeah, I can feel it now.
Yeah, like a... No, it's almost like a piece of metal or a rod or something that's been stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping me sort of like... I mean, it's stuck, but it's like I'm pivoting to the left and right trying to look around, but I can't... I can only get so far.
Mm-hmm.
He's removing that.
Great.
The calf seems to be finished.
Is there a third angel that just came in?
Michael just bowed out.
Okay. See you later, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah. See you later, Michael. This one's feet. They're using the word Caroline, which I didn't really realize. Yeah, Caroline's an angel.
Okay. Beautiful.
It reminded me of a reading I had 100 years ago where they told me that. And I'm like, right, okay.
Okay.
She's sort of bowing in front of me and holding both of my hands. She's like almost bowing in reverence to the work I signed up to come here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to give me the strength to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because these last few months have been very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's just letting me rest my head on her shoulder. She holds me.
Lovely.
Raphael's giving me a seat to sit down on. And I know I'm really exhausted.
Yeah. Well, just rest.
Other sort of, I just got a lot of tingling through my head and my ears, like the back of my ears, and they're sort of working in that area as I rest.
Yeah, I can feel that now. Yep.
Trying to I don't know, it's like this line of energy that's running from the crown, like swoops behind the ears and runs down the back of the skull where it attaches to the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just clearing it out.
Mm-hmm. Does someone else just come in now too?
Well, my stomach just made noise. There's, I don't know, yeah, someone that's actually removing my skull right there. And it's like pulling that line, like from that line I described, they're like pulling it off.
Okay. It feels is it an animal, spirit animal?
Dolphin?
Dolphin, yeah, I thought so. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm tying it into the scene when I was in the ocean at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I hear sort of that like dolphin frequency.
Mm-hmm. Perfect sound healing for you.
Yeah.
I'm getting that anytime you listen to sound healing with dolphin, so you will benefit in the future, is that correct?
Uh-huh, yeah. They're like, it's, my mind has been all jumbled up, so they're clearing that.
It feels like they're doing like a shamanic dismemberment process to completely clean and cleanse the whole skeleton, yeah? But they're doing it in angelic terms.
Yeah, I can feel it down through my arms and legs and feet.
Okay.
The tingling is now going all the way down.
Yeah. You're getting a rebuild.
Yeah. You're saying this takes a few minutes. It's really wild because it's similar to the feeling of doing the breath work. Like Breath Candy does that. It's a spin-off of like holotropic breath work, but it's sort of that feeling and even that taste in my mouth.
Okay.
Without actually having to do the breath work.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of work.
Yes, yes. It's always helpful when you have a team of angels and spirit guides doing the work for you.
Woohoo. Ooh, it's strange to feel the same taste in my mouth, though.
Is that activating your clairgustance?
Yeah, probably, yeah. It's a gross taste, so I don't know.
It's all right, you have to get out the negative to be able to then taste the positive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh. I'm really feeling this in my left ankle now, which has been having so much trouble.
Okay.
I wanted me to focus on that gross taste.
Okay, we'll focus on that.
Oh, they're talking about having a bad taste for my life.
Oh, yes, yes, that's clear. Mm-hmm.
Sort of bringing this as like a skill online where I can now... Taste when things don't taste right.
Perfect. Yep, that's clairgustance. Yep. You'll now be able to taste in your dreams as well.
Sort of dissolving that taste.
Okay.
The tingling is not dissolving.
Okay.
Feeling it stronger in my abdomen.
Okay.
Still in my left foot, my hands quite a bit. Back of the neck. Earlier, they just said it would take a few minutes.
That's right. We've got all the time in the world.
Sort of what you said earlier, it's like they're saying full body recalibration.
Yep, that's what I thought. Thank you.
The sensations are just changing in the abdomen, just kind of moving into different places. It's now more on the right hand side under the rib cage, around the right hand front side of the abdomen.
Okay, yeah, I can feel that now. Yep. They're showing me at the same time. Oh, I can really feel something in that ear. Are you feeling something in the ear now as well?
Right ear.
Uh-huh.
Right ear. More inside, left ear more external. Right ear, left ear is more like backside, like behind it, sort of like on the skull, but then the right ear is like deep down.
Okay.
It's opening a pathway for me to hear them better.
Perfect, that's what I thought. What I was getting. But it's more important you say it than me.
Yeah, it's my left, now my, somehow, ow, kind of hurts my left ear, my right ear, you guys. I'm feeling it connected to the inner left knee. The right ear is dissipating. I'm focusing more on the inner left knee, the whole left knee.
Did you just get a tiger or a lion come in or something?
Tiger. Related to that left knee.
Left knee, okay.
Really just, there's like a, there was a significant block there.
Mm-hmm.
They're still working on it.
Yep.
Sort of like a bracing for impact.
Mm-hmm.
A fear of fierceness.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger related to the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Something important about the stripes of the tiger, because I went, the lion is fine, but it's like the tiger, the stripes are
mm-hmm.
Bolder? Bringing, yeah, bold. But they're sort of showing like the energy of a lion, like kind of being lurking, but the
mm-hmm.
tiger being, they're both fierce, but the tiger, because of its colors, is bold.
Yep.
So I mean, like bringing that, well, simultaneously releasing the fear to be bold and then bringing the ability online.
Perfect.
And they're really talking about my business and speaking from that boldness in my business.
Okay.
But they're still working on the left knee.
No worries.
They're playing the Eye of the Tiger song.
Perfect.
Actually, no, they just blended the Katy Perry song with the Eye of the Tiger song.
Uh-huh.
Well, like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I feel the softer energy just came in.
Feels like a wave, like a mm-hmm. Like an ocean, like a soft, gentle ocean wave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort of like letting my body rest in that mm-hmm. subtle kind of feeling and a kind of like a, I was almost like finalizing things in the healing session.
Mm-hmm. Do you see like a mermaid or something, like to go with the flow? Is that a creature in the water?
Yes. Is having me kind of dive with her for treasure.
Okay, great, perfect.
She's helping me bring it back up to the surface and.
Great.
Kind of putting it somewhere like that's mine, like in a closet that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
That it can always, like, I can access it. Rather, we're putting it in my closet.
Okay. Is there anything that stands out to you that you grabbed?
Like a shiny gold bracelet and a giant gold coin.
Mm-hmm. It's a gold coin of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying it's kind of like, it's big, but it's like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me. Versus, you know, I mean, there's other stuff in the chest, but I picked up the coin because it's just me. It's the, they're like, the coins don't need, many coins can sometimes mean many things, and they're mm-hmm. saying, just the coin, it's just you.
Okay.
And the bracelets duplicated themselves like Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Around my wrists.
Mm-hmm.
It's hearkening back to a, like, we're getting ahead of ourselves, comma, we're getting ahead of ourselves, past life in Egypt, period.
Okay.
Like that's going to be coming up.
Okay.
When we do the other sessions.
Excellent.
And they're wanting me to use the treasure chest is like an ideas, a place to go to get ideas.
Okay.
The ideas are gold, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an infinite supply.
Great.
I feel they're finishing. I mean, they're done with the leg now, the knee.
Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you.
And I'm getting the completion signal.
Okay, perfect. So if you could turn and energetically thank everybody who's been here today. So we'd like to thank the Targa. We'd like to thank the Mermaid. We would like to thank Archangel Raphael. We'd like to We'd like to thank Angel Caroline. We'd like to thank Archangel Michael. We'd like to thank the Dolphin, the original, everybody that was up in that scene, especially if I've missed anybody, I'm sorry. We'd also like to turn and thank the you of all time that we have been seeing, the smaller you, and all of the friends who you dealt with today. And could you please confirm with them that we are now to return to your normal life? That the session is complete, yes? Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay, perfect. Just want you to listen to the crystal singing bowl. And I want you to notice as it gathers you back up, transports you away from where you have received this amazing healing, for which we are eternally grateful. Allow it to gather you up and transport you, and it's going to take you back to that room, the white room, where you were laying on the chair. And when you are back laying on the chair, let me know.
I'm there.
Okay, beautiful. And so we are instructed to return to your everyday life as Laura. And as you feel ready and complete, you can wriggle your fingers and toes. But please do not sit up immediately. You've just had very intense surgery, spiritual surgery, and a complete recalibration. Mm-hmm. So when you're ready, you're able to open your eyes. And our session is now complete. So you can just turn your head and talk to me that way if you like, so that you don't rush to get up.
Oh my God, Katish, that was amazing.
High five, spiritual team.
That was so good.
They said they wanted me to do the spiritual healing, and they delivered.
They sure did. Jeez Louise.
So, that I cannot stress to you enough how huge that healing was. Okay?
Yeah.
So you have to treat yourself as though you've just been discharged from a physical mortal world hospital, okay? That is serious level healing. Not joking. You may be wiped out for 2 days.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. When I felt into it, I felt the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you had plans, but that's like a reset. You've got a new body spiritually, energetically, physically, okay? So you need to... That was a very, 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 very significant ceremony that you just received from Archangel Michael. So basically, we have wiped the slate clean for you to continue with the journey that you have been assigned here. When you see an angel bow down to you like that, that is recognition. It's recognition that of the struggle that you experienced, but it's recognition that it's over now, okay?
Okay.
The angels don't bow down for everyone, let me tell you that. So it is very significant. And know that you can reach out to her, because mm-hmm. the fact that she bowed down to you means that she has always been there with you.
Yeah.
Okay, she's been part of your journey, and she understands at a very intimate level across all lifetimes what you've been doing. Okay, so please now know with every inch of your physical human being that there is something very special that you're here for, okay? And you are to no longer doubt yourself, because people with a very large spiritual task have challenges for reasons, yeah? And you've just been cleared, and healed and repaired. So, you know, this is day one.
Yeah. Thank you. Gosh, it was so wonderful.
So there you have this week's episode. I hope you were blown away as I was by witnessing that total full body recalibration that Laura had in that session. It was really, really unique and very, very special. So if past life regression, life between lives, and celestial healing is something that is speaking to you right now, then please head over to katish.com, katische.com, and book yourself a set of introductory sessions. Your higher self and your angels are aware of exactly what kind of emotional, physical, and spiritual healing your mind and your body requires. And so no sessions are ever unique, as we are learning on the podcast. That's the purpose of sharing all these sessions, is to show you that, you know, you may come in for insight into your love life and come out with both love life lessons, friendship lessons, and also physical body healing. So if it speaks to you, I would be really privileged to be of service to you. And I'm sure the angels are calling your name right now. So with that, my friends, I will speak with you next week. And next week's episode is when we take Laura into past lives to see if there are any threads there that are holding her back from experiencing the love that she is yearning for in this lifetime. Until then, namaste.
And that, my friends, is the end of this episode. I look forward to spending more time with you next time. For further information about past life regression therapy, you can visit my YouTube channel, where I upload quick 1-minute shorts to answer your questions and longer videos for special topics. You can also book an introductory appointment on my website at katish.com, where we will discuss the issues that are presenting in your life and the best options for you, be they age regression, past life regression, life between lives, or sound healing, or a combination of the above. All my sessions incorporate a therapeutic approach and are conducted online via Zoom, so it doesn't matter where in the world you live. Until then, take care. Namaste. Are you feeling weighed down by negative energy that doesn't feel like your own? Are you struggling to move forward in life despite your best efforts? Hi, I'm Katish Haberfield, and as a spirit releasement therapist, I can help you release those attachments and reclaim your power. Whether it's a past life connection, a spiritual entity, or an emotional cord, I can help you identify and release those energies that are holding you back. Book with me today and start living the life you deserve. Visit katish.com. For more information.